fourth parak of Maitis, Mishneh Beis, we're continuing things that are Kovei LaMaitis. So, Tinoke Shetomen Teinu LaShabbos V'Shachar LaAtzim LaYochlu LaMaitis Shabbos Asher Yatzim. Children under Bar Mitzvah that buried figs because they wanted to set them aside for Shabbos use and they forgot about them, they forgot to take off the Maitis. Even so, you're not allowed to eat them. Even once for Shabbos, they take off Maitis, because something was set aside for Shabbos use is considered also kavua lemaitzis, and you're not allowed to eat it without taking off shumas lemaitzis. We have a chiddush over here that even the tinokas were the ones that did this. But the rule is that a child, even though we don't rely on the das of a child, if he didn't act, which is clear, what his intention was, we do treat it as something that was done with that intent. So here it's clearly was clearly set aside by them for Shabbos use, and therefore it has the status of Shabbos food, which one is not allowed to eat without taking off shumas lemaitzis. You tell the Shabbos the person had a basket set aside for Shabbos, the Shabbos Paikshim, but Shabbos says it's not enough just because he designated for Shabbos, but he's a Hill Mechaitim, but Hill says no, the second he designated his basket for Shabbos use, and now they eat it with that thing of Trumas and Mises. And he's not even after looking at the Kalkul Shalosh HaKhaviv, so Yochel Ashi Yisafi. He says the Chiddush that the fact that you're designating this fruit as a gift for your friend, it gives it a Hashivas, and therefore you're not allowed to eat from it with that thing of Mises. We do not pass in this demagogy. We learned before, you only chayv if you make a sale, a mekach.